Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Well, hi everyone and welcome. Good to have you along. Every week we spend 3 hours together. It's been 7 days since we all got together, and we're back together again today. Appreciate you being here. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're going to be spending the next 3 hours of your life with us. Yes, today we've got, it's going to be a fun day today, all 3 hours of Auto World, as always. Today we have on the very first hour a gentleman that has been on Auto World before many, many times, and he's back. So we're going to have fun with James Bell. First and foremost, he is the head of corporate communications, Kia America, folks. So I want to open up the phone lines if you have any questions for James, of course, at 855-660-4261. And my email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Today we're not only going to be, he's sitting in pole position on the racetrack today with us, but we're going to have the third hour, of course. We're going to have, peace of mind coming the third hour for you. Also, I've got a word with Mark the third hour, and the three S's coming on the third hour. Second hour for you, we got, remember Fonzie? Hey, well, something started back in 1902, and we're going to talk a little bit about that on the second hour. But right here on the first hour, I met this gentleman back in, I believe, 1998, 1999? That was before I had snow on my roof. And we were at a car event, and great gentleman, and he's, of course, we were at an automotive event back in that day, and he's James Bell has known Bob Long and myself for many years, and has been on Auto World many, many times with Bob Long, and I asked James if he would come back to the airwaves of Auto World, and he says absolutely. And so I want to welcome now, sitting in, he's head of corporate communications, Kia America, and he's sitting at the Corporate Communication Command Center. James Bell, welcome back to Auto World.
Well, thank you so much. It's a real pleasure to be back on these good old airwaves. And I will be honest with you, though, I'm actually not sitting at Corporate Command Center. I'm on my way to the Rocky Mountains for a drive of a special new Kia. So hopefully you can hear me okay.
Yeah, James, you sound good. Sound good. Good to hear from you again, and welcome back in. And it's absolutely Kia. You guys are knocking it out of the park here. You know, first I want to share, here on Auto World, James, many, many years I've been helping Bob, and you've been on Auto World for many years. And he asked me to take hold and drive the steering wheel when his health kind of started hitting him, and I did. And it's been an honor to do that, get behind the silver microphone again, and carry on Auto World. And I appreciate you being here. You know, and I got a little trivia. Kia, dug up a little bit of trivia for everyone. Kia started producing Honda-licensed small motorcycles back in 1957.
That's
wow.
Right.
Long time ago.
Before that, we were actually a bicycle manufacturer. And then, you're right, it turned into these licensed motorcycles, got us into, the motorized transportation. And now jump ahead, and we're leading the cutting edge on electric vehicles. So it's been a great run for the company.
Absolutely. I have not, James, I gotta salute you, all your accolades and awards, and I have not here in Auto World. I have a segment on Auto World that I call Recalls. And you know one company I do not have any recalls on? And that's Kia. Congratulations. Congratulations.
You made me a little nervous there for a minute, I must admit.
No, it's awesome. I mean, seriously, you guys are doing good, and you've got we've got a lot to talk about here this hour. First and foremost, again, memories, James. I know you've been with Bob and known Bob for years, and been being interviewed with with Bob at like the LA Auto Show and other shows. Have a memory you can share with us?
Wow, where to begin? I think it's just a general kind of appreciation of Bob. And it kind of goes back to when I first started in the automotive media side of things. I was running IntelliChoice.com, which was a cost of ownership site that was part of the Motor Trend Group. And Bob had an association with Motor Trend at that time also. So he would start to, we would meet at car shows, and he would say, you know, it'd be great if you'd come on my radio show. And I said, well, that sounds a bit scary, but yes, I'd love to do that. I mean, if we're talking about cars, I can do that for days, so no trouble. And then, so I guess my top kind of reflection or memory of Bob is just the way he taught me how to talk on the radio. He was just so smooth, so comfortable, so at ease. And, you know, within the first time or two that I was on, it became my favorite thing to do and made me really love and appreciate the fact that I had this amazing outlet to come on and talk to all these good people, you know, across the country about something that I talk about in my sleep, which is cars. So it's Bob taught me how to do a lot of things that have helped me in my career more times than I can count. So. Tip of the hat to you, Bob.
Yep, absolutely. He was a great, great man. And again, Sharon and he had a little girl, Lucy. And many times we heard Lucy on the air when he was in the studio doing Auto World. And, yep. And yep. And she's now James, a teenager. So
wow.
She's yeah. So Sharon's got her hands full. You know, she's going to be, like I told Sharon, she's going to be in the Auto World with all of us driving cars. So we have to get her in a Kia. We'll have to get her in a Kia, huh?
I was just going to say we got a friends and family option, and anybody in Bob's family, my friend,
get a discount or two.
Absolutely, I'll do the best for her.
What, Kia, James, you guys are knocking it out of the park, and what's one of the, we're going to go all the way, and we're going to talk about that brand new EV9, but also later I want to talk about, you have the Carnival, you have the K5, all that, but what's one of the most favorite models that you folks sell a lot of?
Well, sadly, it's a model that we just recently finished production on. There might be something in the same spirit, and sensibility coming soon. I'd get in trouble if I tell you much more than that. But the Kia Stinger was such a tremendous vehicle for the Kia brand. You know, that was a proper high-performance five-door, you know, not too dissimilar from an Audi A5 or a BMW 4 Series Grand Coupe or something. So it was, and it looked beautiful. I just finished production probably about 3 months ago, so they're still out there if anybody wants to see them. But it was a gorgeous-looking car. People at gas stations would come up to me and say, wow, I didn't know that was, you know, that's a nice-looking Maserati or a nice-looking, you know, name any other car other than Kia. And so it really became a game-changing machine. Now, anybody can, you know, hire the best designers in the world, which is what Kia did. But they also hired the best engineers in the world. And that's where the Stinger really, I think, put Kia into an evolution that continues to this day. Because the Stinger was a car that looked the business and drove the business. It never let anybody down. And so it was a bit sad when we wrapped up production on it, like I said, a couple months ago. But now as we're so deep into electrification, you know, there might be something coming along that might make people remember the Stinger, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Spike our interest. Absolutely. I love you guys come up with the greatest names for the models, James.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Do you mind? I've got a Facebook question here, and then do you mind if I open the phone lines up for questions?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that sounds great.
Let's do it. Yeah, when we come back from the first break, I've got a Facebook question here from John. We'll see. I'll throw that one at you. And then, again, folks, more than welcome to call in, and James can answer your questions concerning Kia America. James Bell, head of corporate communications with Kia America, right here on Auto World, 855-660-4261, AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Looking up the sky the other night, and I believe I saw a satellite, and I'm thinking, you know, is that a Plymouth satellite? No, it's probably Elon Musk's Tesla satellite. Of course, I'm sitting live here in the Greasy Garage studio, folks, from Boise, Idaho. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Yes, Elon Musk, that founder and owner of the word brand Tesla. He shot a bunch of satellites up above me right here in Idaho. So we're seeing some white things called, I guess they're his satellites. Who knows? I don't have a pair of binoculars strong enough. All I have is a pair of these really neat glasses that have, well, they have lights on them. I put them on, and they're really, they're LED lights that I can look right into your water pump leak and see that it's leaking that green or that blue. Do you smell that water pump leaking? I hope not. If you do, take a listen to that water pump. Maybe take a smell of that water pump, and maybe even look on the ground to see if it's leaking. Welcome back into the Boise, Idaho studio right here, the Auto World Plaza, where the elevation here in Boise, Idaho is 2730. What's that mean? That means white is coming down, white gold for the body shops. Oh, yeah. It is time right now here on Auto World to get and going on that game. That's right, the AW, which stands for Auto World. The AW game. Name that crest. A lot of you are thinking, crest? What? Crest? The crest I brush my teeth with? No! The crest that's in my apple pie? No! The crest that's on the front of your vehicle? Huh? What? There's no crest on the front of your vehicle anymore? There used to be hood ornaments to all the kids, like me. We robbed them off of there. How many hood ornaments there, Eddie, the engine emailer, do we have on the shelf? Oh, I'd better not tell him. Okay. No, I did not go around and steal hood ornaments, even though I thought about stealing the Chrysler Cordoba one. It was solid gold. Ooh. Anyway, we're going to be talking for 3 hours each and every hour. Folks, we're going to play the game. Name that crest. And what this is, I want all of you to head over to the Auto World Facebook. That's right, the Auto World Facebook. The addresses are my name. Head on over to my Mark Evans is the address over on Facebook. There's a photo up there at that address, the Mark Evans Facebook page, and then also the Auto World Radio Facebook page. We have a lot of great fun things happening over there at Auto World Radio Facebook. Head on over there anyway and have some fun. But take a look at the car that we put up on the Auto World Radio Facebook page, the Mark Evans Facebook page, and then my Instagram account is Auto World Media. And take a look at that car and let me know. Name that crest. What brand car is that? 855-660-4261. Email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And you can also Facebook message me. Please do. And or Instagram. Instagram account again is autoworldmedia. That's also our web address is autoworldmedia.com. More to come there. So you're going to enjoy that. We're working on a products division there, brought to you by you, the listeners. You want to know what products I use in the automotive arena, the garage here, the Greasy Garage Shop, over all these years, and I've kind of fine-tuned them, and we keep adding to it, meaning that I've used these products, but I just never really, you know, thought about writing it down or putting it on a website. So we're going to do that for you. So we're going to try to help you. Of course, this is what Auto World's all about. Been in the automotive arena, the garage area, going down into the shop, of course, and going up into the shops and going where the shops are. We fix your car. Started mobile from way back when, 45 years ago, in a very small Toyota pickup for your first-time listeners. And from that point, I called it Mark's Motorized Repair, and from that point on, it turned into Mobile Lube. Franchised it throughout the Idaho area, then ended up getting sued by Mobil Oil because I was using the Mobil name. Had an E on the end, wasn't like Mobil Oil. Long story, making it short here, ended up suing. They sued me, I sued them, I changed the name and put an MR, Mr. Mobil Lube. Took that company in. Of course, we franchised it and carried on through with Quick Lubes and et cetera. But that's how it all started for me, and still I am touching and tasting. And yes, tasting. Not really grease anymore. In fact, I was talking to a friend the other day a little bit about how many jobs have gone bye-bye for repair, mechanics, technicians. And, of course, how many new jobs have come in. And that's all wrapped around your engine light that's on your dash. So, again, if you've got a question about your engine light and why and how come, and they said this, they said that, why is it this much money, is this true, Mark? I'm here for you each and every week. The number again, call me, 855-660-4261 and or email. And on the emails, throughout the week, you folks, I ask and you deliver. You can email me whenever you need to email me. You don't know when your car, your truck, your semi-electric semi is going to break down, of course, or your electric car, or when, you know, your truck that that electric truck that you just ordered that hasn't got in yet. You put money down, but it's still waiting. It's there. You'll get it. Just be patient. Email me throughout the week. Eddie, the engine emailer, which is he's sitting to the left of me, holding on to the email bag. He usually sits here and I let him. That's no problem. He hangs on until we go into the bag to pull your emails out. Email me throughout the week, folks. If it's a 911 and you need help now, put 911 on it and we'll get to you instantly. If we don't see 911, Eddie, the engine emailer, he won't pass it through to me. He'll wait. And I just keep working all week long. It usually takes me, I'm a little behind, sorry about that, a little bit of the holiday, taking it off. But we're going to get you to you. We're going to get all these emails and all your challenges and problems, as we might want to call them, on your cars and trucks taken care of by this following Wednesday here. So be ready for my email and or my call. If you'd like me to call you, go for it. Put your phone number down there. I will not share any of this with anybody. In fact, I've actually deleted some of them after I got, I received your email and your phone number. I've talked to you, and I believe we've taken care of your business. If you'd like me to consult with your repair shop, your windshield shop, your tire shop, your detail shop, I will do it. And then I delete your email. It's gone. That's how we work here. You're the star of the show right here, right now, here on Auto World. It is time, folks, right now. The first electric truck was delivered off the assembly line this last week. That's right, Nikola. Nikola delivered its first electric truck. Oh, boy, I don't know if you think what you think about this. They've been in the news for a little bit. Of course, the gentleman, he's been fined. I don't need to mention his name at all, but he was fined this last week also. But they did deliver two semi-trucks, all electric, to an L.A., Los Angeles, customer. This last week, it's been rocky a couple years for Nikola. It's produced two electric test trucks for the Southern California area, and they are going to be actually in full-scale production, folks, in the year 2022. Nikola is an American electric truck startup company, if you did not know this. Again, they've delivered two of those this last week, one in Long Beach. Ooh, Long Beach, and one in Los Angeles. Long Beach is, of course, as you know, where all those containers are. Beautiful little city there on the ocean, and I love going there to see the Long Beach Grand Prix. Really a lot of fun. These trucks are all electric. They've got about 350-mile range, so it's quite one of those things that, electric truck startup. Nikola, you did it! Oh, yeah, they were charged with fraud, but they still got her done. Now they're working on a Badger pickup. Oh, it's another one to pick from. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, name that crest over at Mark Evans' Facebook page. I'm Mark Evans from the Greasy Garage Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. The demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking. Where are you going? All you do is yakety yak. And you ain't looking where you're at.
So honey, hang up and drive.
Get off of that telephone.
Woo! Get that popcorn out of here.
Slid into the popcorn machine on break. Oh, that's good, isn't it? A nice salted butter popcorn. Oh, yeah. Especially if you got a little sore throat. Keep that throat lubricated. That's what I have to do today because that's one of my tools. That's right. Folks, do you have the tools that it takes to fix your cars anymore? You used to. You had the crescent wrench. You had the baling wire. You had the pliers. You had the screwdrivers. In fact, you still have all those tools. Do you have an engine scan tool now? Yes, you do, don't you? Yes, the six rows here at Auto World Plaza, they're all shaking their head. Yeah, we got it. We got it. It only costs us $59.95. Well, with that, folks, yeah, it'll get you in the first phase of your PCM. Big words, mechanical organ jargon here. Let's just talk about it in the real words. It's the computer in your vehicle. You need to scan it to find out why the engine light's on. Even if the engine light is not on, little Auto World tip, I want all of you to scan and have your car scanned for free. When the light's off. Yes, a lot of you have the light off, but you do actually have a fault code. Your O2 sensor's out, and the light's not on. Oh, yeah, you're wondering, you're scratching your head. Why isn't the light on? Sometimes the light does not come on. And the cheap scan tools, think about it this way. Cheap means dollar-wise. The more you spend on a scan tool, and dollar-wise, yeah, the Snap-on scan tool I got, what is it, $11,000, $12,000? It goes so deep into your car, I can tell you exactly how many times your wheels have been rotated and when did you apply the brake pedal before you went to the stoplight. That's how intense they get. And that helps us. The wave pattern on how your engine is actually operating. Wave pattern? What are we talking? You know, the Pacific Ocean? No! I'm talking about the wave pattern of the... That's how I was taught on a Sun, S-U-N, Sun machine, way back in the day, that are very expensive today if I go on eBay and try to buy one of them. I love it. It shows us which cylinder is firing correctly on fuel and or electricity. And or, if the ground is gone or shorted out on your fuel injector. So it gets pretty in-depth. But let's get down to the basics here. You can go to any parts store. I know AutoZone and O'Reilly's and Pep Boys and Advanced Auto Parts. There's so many of these parts stores, big chains. They have a lot of stores. They started this free scan, and they do have a scan tool. It's about $80. Some of them have the $129.99 one that they've come out. Just ask them to scan it. They'll walk out, scan it, and they'll get into stage two and find out if you got, what's wrong with your engine light that's not on. Yep, right there. So, make sure you get the right tools for the right job, huh? Okay, it's time. We got to get to this game, the AW game. Name that crest. Folks, go on over, take a look at that photo. What car is that? And that car, that brand, Crest is a brand, by the way. The Crest is the crest that we're going to give you a little bit of history. In fact, about Crest, Crest is the like the Cadillac logo. The Subaru logo, the Audi, I believe, has got four rings, isn't it? That's the crest. Some of you call it the brand or the logo. It's a crest. So, with that, let's do a trivia question for all of you for some great gifts. We have the Lincoln Continental here. It's a 52, 53, 55. It's a 50s. That thing has been smashed and hit. We had it in the Devolution Derby many years ago. We need to, anyway, all the gifts are in the trunk, and we've got detailed gifts inside, outside for your car. And everyone gets a awesome couple, two, three gifts. And every once in a while, we'll throw in something special there for you. So, the trivia question is, how many stars are in the Subaru crest? How many stars are in the Subaru crest? And hey, I don't mind if you go out, if you have a Subaru and you run out, don't run out right now, you're listening to the show. But on the break, you can go out and take a look and count the stars, and then we're going to see if you're right. 855-660-4261. And my email, as always, since 1995, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Let's go for it. Now, with that said, we got a lot of emails to get to, so let's get to them, Mark. Eddie, the engine emailer, takes care of our emails here. Hand me the bag, please.
Thank you.
There's the bag. Now I'm going to go deep, deep. Now all these emails are fresh to me that's in the email bag, so we're going to go, and I'm going to dive right in there right now with my left hand. There's one. Hopefully I didn't crumple it up too much. No, I did not. Now, folks, email address again is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. If you do not want me to read it on the air live, just put that on there. Do not read, but please help. This one looks like I can read live on the show, and I will. Right here, right now. Well, look at there. That's awesome. Okay. This is from one of our locals. Oh, yeah, I love it. Makes me warm for this nice Christmas present here. Hi, AW. Love your show, Mark. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks for being my Facebook friend. Well, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a good feeling knowing that you're here to help us every week with our cars. Thank you again. Goodness, getting a lot of paychecks here in this email. Appreciate it. Quick question about my old 2007 GM product. The engine light came on. I had it scanned, and they said not to worry about the fault code it gave us. The code is 1400, Mark. Mark, is there anything to worry about here? Question mark. Thank you. Carolyn, listening in Boise, Idaho on KBOI AM 670. Hey, let's do a shout-out. Woo! Shout-out. Shout-out to KBOI, our local station here. 50,000-watt powerhouse. KBOI AM 670. Of course, in Boise, Idaho, Nampa, Caldwell, you folks. Folks up there in McCall, Baker, Oregon, Ontario, Oregon. Oh, yeah. There's our shout-out horn for our local station. It's good to be. Nate is the program director, and thank you, Nate. Good to be you folks being one of our AW affiliate families. See, this is how this all works, folks. Carolyn, thank you. Appreciate it. You're right next door to me, huh? Yeah, it's good to be here with you in Boise, Idaho, in the Auto World Plaza. Oh, Carolyn, a 1400 code. They are right, actually, Carolyn. There's a couple things here. Your 07 General Motors product means I don't know if it's a car or truck, but It's that is something that a General Motors product has a generic 1400 code that basically tells us the battery is connected and you got power going to everything. That's all that is. And that's why they were saying don't worry about it. Sometimes the General Motors products will bring up that PO, P as in Paul, O, 1400. And sometimes what we like to do, Carolyn, we can erase that. I don't know if you had the shop that you worked with here in Boise erase that code, but sometimes it'll just go away too as you're driving down the road. There's a part of that code is also, Carolyn, is the AC compressor that turns on and turns off. Sometimes that will kick that code. If you're low on a little bit of Freon, yes, Carolyn, in the wintertime, I know. We're cold here in Boise, and we got a little snow on the ground and all the white gold for the body shops. If you have it in defrost mode there, Carolyn, on your 07 General Motors product to defrost the windshield, what you will have happening here is that the air conditioner compressor will turn on and cycle and off and on and off. And again, and that dehumidifies the inside of your cabin on your 07 General Motors product. And that is also, folks, all of you folks everywhere listening here on our great affiliates, that also is the same for your cars. So, Carolyn, if you're a little low on Freon, and that means that that AC compressor, the high-pressure switch, will turn that air conditioner on, absolutely, but then it'll also turn it off. So, and it'll turn it on. It'll cycle too many times, causing that PO1400 code to come up. So, believe it or not, you need to put some Freon in that bad boy, I believe, to get rid of the 1400 code, and or they can just erase it, and it'll be gone, too. So, sometimes, folks, that the codes, they will come up like this. And 1200 is also a code that basically states you've got power going into your system and that you're all connected up and, you know, you're good to go. And, you know, I wonder, yeah, sometimes I scratch my head, Carolyn. Oh, that hurts, especially when I don't have much hair. Why do they do this? Well, they do because they can. Carolyn, thank you from Boise, Idaho, and listening on KBOI AM 670. Send me an address. I've got some gifts for you. And since you're in Boise, I'm going to hand deliver them. Oh, yeah. I might be on a tandem bicycle, but I'll get them to you. Thanks, Carolyn. I'm Mark Evans, right here in the Auto World Plaza.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Here on Auto World, running shotgun with me. Woo! Yeah, I love it. Appreciate it. Thanks for taking your time out of your life, folks, to basically spend your time with me to hopefully not, drain all this time down the drain. Out the exhaust pipe, I guess I should say. Join in to the show each and every week. Right now, we are live in Boise, Idaho for you. And it's good to have you along. The number here, again, is 855-660-4261. Always good to be along with you each and every week. We're going to dig in. We just did the email, and that's how you do it, from Carolyn in Boise, Idaho, listening on KBOI AM 670. That is how you do it. And again, email address is Auto World Radio, one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Name that crest. The AW game, name that crest. Get over there to my Mark Evans Facebook page. Take a look at that. Let me know what you think that brand of car is. And maybe you can share with me, if you'd like, what you think that car is. Gas, diesel, propane, hydrogen, or even electric. Mark Evans is the address on Facebook. And also on Facebook, Auto World Radio. Auto World Radio. Instagram, Auto World Media. And don't forget the AutoWorldMedia.com, our website. Good to have you along. Now it is time for those holiday books. I promised you three per hour here on Auto World. Each and every hour is different. And the first one here, I'm going to call them holiday books because I know you have a little time off. You're going to sit back, relax like you are right now listening to Auto World. Thank you. And after the show, you know, after the third hour is done, you can sit back and take a read on this book. My Dad Had That Car. That's the name of the book. My Dad Had That Car. That's number one here on the first hour. Second one. Autobiography, a classic car, and an outlaw. That's the other second book that I'd recommend. And now the third one, called Drive, the Definite History of Driving. You'll like that one. Now, you might want to ask, Mark, have you read all these books? Are they worthy? They are. They are. It's just the books that, this is what I read, is automotive books. This is what it's all about. Is automotive, folks. Yes. Now we have an email coming in to answer that trivia question. That trivia question is, before the garage door comes down on the first hour here on Auto World, is how many stars are in the Subaru crest? How many stars are in the Subaru crest? 855-660-4261. And or, please, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And Sally, she's listening to us in South Carolina, Orangeburg, South Carolina. Let's do a shout-out. Woo! Shout-out to our great affiliate there, WQ. There's our shout-out horn. Oh, yeah. A couple, two, three times of honking. because it's a shout out for WQXL AM 1480, Columbia West, Columbia, Orangeburg, South Carolina, and all the towns in between. All of you are welcome, and thank you for tuning in and listening. We don't have a lot of time to, I can't mention every town, but you're all welcome. Good to be in South Carolina. She says four. So close. Four is not the correct answer, though, but I still have a gift package for you, a gift bag. Yes, and it does not come with a tube of grease, so that's the best part of it. And you won't even have to pay for shipping. We're going to pay for shipping. So we're going to dig into the trunk on the old 52, 53 Lincoln Continental out here at the Greasy Garage. We're going to pry that bad boy open, and hopefully that new weather stripping we put in there didn't get everything all wet. Send me back an email, if you would, with an address, and I can ship out some great gifts to you. And thank you for emailing us out of Orangeburg, South Carolina. Awesome. That's what it's all about. That's how you do it, folks, right here. A little bit more trivia before we get to the recall. The recall. Did you know in 1907, speed bumps are placed in the streets in Illinois to discourage speeding? In 1907, speed bumps. Really? Did the cars really go that fast in 1907 that you needed speed bumps? Yes. 1907, I think there was horses on the road. I wonder what, I don't know this information, but I'm kind of scratching my head. I wonder what the speed bumps were made out of. Okay, it's time. You've been waiting. I promised it to you here this first hour on Auto World. The recall. I said you probably, most of you have this vehicle. It's a Ford F-150, folks. Yes, nearly 185,000 of these F-150s. Listen up. Get your paper and pencil out. Write this down. This is a recall that is true to fact. It is very important. It means a lot to you and or your neighbor that has a Ford F-150. What years, you ask? Ford announced it's recalling almost 185,000 at this time F-150 full-size pickups, folks. The 2021 and already the 2022 model year trucks. They're experiencing drive shaft problems. Yep, that could cause the drive shafts to fracture. That means crack, come apart. The issue affects, again, certain, it's not all of them, but certain F-150 crew cab and four-wheel drive pickups, according to the filing with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The companies Ford began examining the issue of back in July, folks. It takes some time, as you know, take time to, you know, you complain to the manufacturers, to the dealer. You complain to the dealer, please. Then the dealer takes that report and sends it to the manufacturer. This one started back in July of 2021. The truck's underbody, this is the Ford F-150, 2021, 2022. The truck's underbody thermal acoustic insulators can loosen over time, folks. They come in contact then with the truck's aluminum drive shaft. Then they cause scoring or marks in the drive shaft, which then, if it goes long enough, as you know, the heat generated from the spinning of the drive shaft that makes the tires go around. Each time it goes around, it makes a mark, and it causes this mark. It's kind of like you taking a knife and just, or a grinding tool, like a lathe. You know, you've got the wood lathe, and you get the lathe tool in there, and it causes the crack in the drive shaft. If the drive shaft that, you know, propels your truck down the road comes apart, it may result in, of course, a horrible crash. I mean, the toothpick, as we call it, the drive shaft comes off, comes apart. Not only will you be stranded, broke, loose, on the side of the freeway or the road, wherever you're at, but it's very dangerous for that drive shaft to come apart because it could be sent into your neighbor's car next to you on the freeway. So I want each and every one of you to think about it. If you've got a Ford F-150, and by the way, I know this report states that it's a 2021 and 2022 truck, but, you know, hey, if you've got a 2019, 2018, go ahead, call the dealer, get the VIN number. I want you to talk to the dealership, and I want you to ask them if you have a drive shaft problem with yours. You've heard it here on Auto World, at 2021 and 2022s have a problem, so please do. These trucks were built, by the way, in Dearborn, Michigan, and also the Kansas City Assembly plant. And, you know, it's an underbody thermoacoustic insulator. That's the big word for it. I'll say it slow so you can write it down. the underbody thermoacoustic insulator that comes apart, causing the drive shaft to get scored. So there it is. Hey, that's your recall for this week here on Auto World. We don't do those all the time, but that's just one segment we do on Auto World. Absolutely. And again, folks, each and every week here on Auto World, every hour is different because some of our great affiliates, of course, that take the show only get 1 hour or only take 2 hours. They don't take all three. And I'm very proud and thank you for the stations that are taking more hours of Auto World. Thank you. That's what it's all about, to help more and more of you and have fun with you, of course. And I always want to hear your responses here on Auto World, your comments, good or bad. If you'd like to, like we're doing a product review now on AutoWorldMedia.com website. That's what it's all about. And again, I want to thank everybody. The garage is starting to roll around. Roll down on the first hour. Don't worry, though. There's another hour coming up. Oh, yeah. I want to thank, of course, Axelrod Alex. Thank you. He's the producer and engineer of the show. General Motor George, my chief engineer. He keeps me wired each and every week. Of course, Audi Adam. He's always out taking care of my affiliates. Lugnut Lee, the program director and marketing manager here. He's always keeping the wheels on the wagon here on, at Genesis Communications Network. And T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. My makeup artist, Lion Lucy. She's always saying, I'm looking good. Oh, thank you, Lion Lucy. Yeah, my personal chauffeur, of course. Slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. He gets me here to the Auto World Plaza each and every week. Yes, he does. Bentley Bryan, bending the rules to make me look good on GCNLive.com. If you go to GCNLive.com, and I wish you would do that, go ahead. You can see what I look like. Absolutely. Also, my customer care expert, Who Cares Willie? He does a really good job. Oh, yeah. PR director, Bobby B. Esser. He really knows how to make it happen here. And, of course, who keeps my seat nice and warm before I sit down? Seat Cushion Susie. My haircut comes from Lawnmower Larry. Always give me a good clip. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you in the next hour here on Auto World from the Auto World Plaza. Drive safe and motor on.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.